Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
I said culminate.
You said it right. Okay.
I said it right the second time, you jerk.
And Chris Ello.
This is how exciting my Friday night was. At about 9 o'clock p.m., I called Scraby.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome into the 4 o'clock hour. Padres back in action again tonight. Taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are coming off of getting swept at home by, I believe, the St. Louis Cardinals. So they're flying. They flew in late last night. No, they probably got in at decent time because they gained 3 hours coming over from the East Coast to the West Coast. So Padres looking to take advantage of a team that I think most feel like they should beat. We'll have that game here for you at 7:10 on 97.3. Who's on the pregame show today?
Braden Suprenant. With a Chris Ello post game tonight to follow.
Oh, little Suprenant Ello combo matchup there.
Little combo deal for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, do you want to hear about the big mistake that I made on my pregame show the other day?
I would like to, yes.
He likes when I struggle. So I get Tony on the pregame show on Saturday, and going into it, I freaked out because in my open, I realized that my entire document said that Kevin Gausman was pitching for the Giants that day. And so I just kept repeating, Kevin Gausman is going to be the pitcher for the Giants, when clearly it was Anthony DeSclafani.
Yes, it was.
So it was a little bit of a panic on the middle of the interview that I had to go through and make sure I never mentioned Kevin Gausman again.
Yeah, and that's live, so you can't really take those back. Gausman was probably starting in a lot of people's minds because of you, Scrape. So
no, and I go,
nice work.
In my open, I was like, and on the mound for the Giants,
Really? You said ah?
I stalled as long as I could until I could figure out what the heck was going on.
That's all right. I had a little moment a couple of weeks ago on the post-game show. I was previewing the next day's game. The Diamondbacks were supposed to be starting Taylor Widener, and then it got changed at the last minute to Riley Smith. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like just before the game. So I actually was doing the post-game, and I go, so Riley Smith had to make the start tonight in place of, and then I lost Taylor Widener's name. I had no idea what it was.
It's another panicky moment.
That's a panicky moment because you're already halfway in the middle of your sentence. And you have to finish the sentence. So I just made up a name. I was like,
no way.
I did. I went Riley Smith starting today in place. At last minute scratch was malarkey there for Arizona. So anyway, I don't know what I said. I don't know what name I put in.
That's hilarious.
But I didn't put in Taylor Widener's name because I didn't have it. It just escaped me at the moment.
See what people, if you're not listening to the pre- and post-game shows, you are missing out on some gold.
You can miss out on fun stuff like that. So, did you know that Mike Trout is hitting 413 right now?
Yes.
My goodness.
The Mike Trout button has been pushed. Like he was like kind of just coasting, and all of a sudden his teammates started garnering more MVP talk, and he like turned on another level. I mean, he's insane right now.
4-13, 7 home runs, 16 RBIs. He's got a 1290 OPS.
Which is ridiculous. It is absolutely dumb.
That's dumb. So Mike Trout says, you know what? You want to give somebody else the MVP award? Forget about it. I'm going to make sure that I'm right in the middle of the discussion, and he will be right in the middle of the discussion if he keeps this up. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. We got a Chris versus the Fan lined up for you here. A chance to qualify for a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino. Luxury day bed poolside for two.
Wow.
And a $250 food and beverage credit. They changed it up on me. It's not a new steakhouse anymore.
It is a new month. It's a new month.
Yeah,
new giveaway.
They almost got me with the banana in the tailpipe, but I was able to figure it out. All right, let's get to some Chris versus a Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We got a full boat of contestants today.
Everybody wants a shot.
Mr. Scraby, why don't you break off the rules?
Oh, I'll break it off. You have to make it through three questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
All right. Without further ado, let's get to our first contestant, Jimmy. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. Happy Monday to you.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
We're good, Jimmy. How about yourself?
Not bad.
All right. Let's get to this first question. Here we go. Okay, Scraby, the bottom one has been asked.
Oh, yes, it has.
We'll go with, what team does Joey Fuego Lucchese pitch for right now?
Mets.
That is correct. Ooh, the Mets it is. He's actually starting.
Yeah, he's starting.
He's actually starting today.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Question number two. Who was the last San Diegan to be taken number one overall in the Major League Baseball draft?
Adrian Gonzalez.
Was a number one. Not the last one, though.
Not the guy.
Hello, for the steal.
Yes, thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr. I will try Steven Strasburg.
Strassi. Also incorrect.
Oh, Mickey Moniak.
Yes! The answer is Mickey Moniak.
Yeah, across the canyon, baby!
Yeah, it shows you what a great impact he's had. He just got sent to the minor leagues again today.
We're going to see.
He did? Yes, he did.
You okay,
so that'll calm you down.
That really took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah,
he hit a great opposite field home run last week.
Yes, he did.
All right,
but now that's Craig. You're still alive.
You're still alive. Here we go, Jimmy. To question number three.
Moniak. God.
All right, we're going to get in the weeds a little bit here. Name the last two active MLB players to have played in the 1990s. They were teammates when they last played during the 2018 season.
Wait, what is this question?
The last two active players
to have played in the 90s. And a little extra hint is that they were teammates. The last time they played, they were teammates in 2018.
That's almost impossible.
Jackie Bradley.
At
least he gave us something. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
Jackie Bradley is incorrect. Chris Ello for the steal.
So I guess this isn't part of the hint. Neither player's active now. They were just playing in the 19. They were the last ones to play in the 1990s
correct.
That stayed playing in the for 2018.
Till 2018.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even have a guess. Milton Bradley.
Oh, Milton Bradley.
I don't know. I don't know that stuff. Jimmy, well, congratulations, man. That's a good deal for you. You're a winner.
Hang on the line. Scraby will take care of you. And the answer,
of course,
is Adrian Beltre and Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Could have never come up with those.
That was from Twitter contributor Richie B9.
Good job, Richie
B9. Nice question. Nice work.
Good question right there. Just not one that happen to know the answer to.
Oh, so, man.
It does happen. Well, the good news is, Scraby, we can talk about Mackenzie Gore now.
I was just thinking
that.
I was just thinking that. Because I am really, honestly, I did say this the other day. I'm a little concerned about Mackenzie Gore. All these other guys are passing him up. If Miguel Diaz is ready to go, why isn't Mackenzie Gore ready to go?
Tony?
Who are you asking that? No, you're asking me.
I'm asking the collective group, but sure, yeah. Tony, you can go first.
I don't know that it's necessarily has anything to do with Miguel Diaz. I just think Miguel Diaz has some big league experience. He's a guy who can spot start. And
he can pitch a couple of innings tonight.
He can pitch, exactly, which is what they need.
Yeah.
In terms of Mackenzie Gore, here's a couple things I think about when I think of Mackenzie. This is a good reason why maybe you shouldn't boost these guys up so much, because you just don't know what the effect's going to be, right? Because now the expectation is so high for Mackenzie, even though he hasn't even had a chance to pitch at the big league level. We don't know what he's going to look like, but the expectation is extremely high. And listen, some of that comes with being the number one prospect in all of baseball, right? But from what I saw during spring training, is a guy that would struggle right now at the big league level. And that's because he had issues commanding the baseball in spring training. I don't know what he's been doing since and if that's cleaned up. But my guess is that the Padres probably don't. Ultimately, you want to put prospects in to have the best chance to succeed. And bringing them up to the big leagues because, A, your team is in need of pitching, may not be the best thing for him down the line. Like, he could come up here and get beat up really bad and lose all kinds of confidence, and then you're digging out of a bigger hole. I think the best sort of plan for him seems like what they're doing, which is let him go to I believe it's El Paso.
Yeah, he's going to go to El Paso. El Paso's a new city type of year. It's a new city in Tejas.
Yeah, he's going to go down to El Paso. And let him get his rhythm going where he starts every fifth day. And you can monitor him. And he can work on some of those things that he struggled with in spring training. What's clear from last year to this year is that the alternate site affected guys differently. C.J. Abrams went to that same alternate site, and he came out looking like a guy who was closer to the big leagues after watching him there in the spring. Clearly, that's not the same effect that it had on Mackenzie Gore for whatever reason. And so I think they want to see him get into a real season rhythm where he's pitching every fifth day and has a chance to kind of address some of those issues before they call him up. Jay said it yesterday or 2 days ago. They're calling him up when they feel like he's ready to be called up. And clearly last year and right now wasn't the right time.
Yeah, they obviously don't feel he's ready. I do have to ask this question, Tony, because you touched on it. If he comes up to the big leagues and he got lit up, how would it affect his confidence? And it probably would affect his confidence a little bit. Isn't it possible he could come up and pitch poorly and then go back down and just work through some things? My question is, would it be irreparable damage if he came up here and gave up 6 runs in a game?
Not necessarily. It could be. It might not be.
Yeah.
It's likely won't be like irreparable damages where you couldn't do anything about it. But
irreparable damage.
Isn't that the word that you got called on yesterday by Dexter?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay,
Leave Dexter out. Dexter's already had his phone call.
I wasn't trying to start anything. I was just trying to connect the dots.
No, it's not necessarily a death sentence or anything, but I think ultimately as an organization, your job is to bring guys in, put guys in positions where they can have success, especially when they're young. I don't know that bringing him up right now, based on what they know about him at this point, is putting him in the best position to succeed.
Yeah. It's obviously something, A, with his mechanics, B, with just his location, but I think mechanics is contributing to the fact that his location isn't where it needs to be, because
yeah.
Everything we saw with the radar gun seemed like it was okay in spring training.
Yep.
Is that correct,
yep.
Tony?
Yep.
So it doesn't seem like he's got any real arm issues. It's just a mechanics thing. He's got to get back in a groove. And the only way to do that is to go down, pitch a AAA, and get into a groove where you're starting every fifth day and you're starting to have some success. And then, you know, kind of on schedule, you come up to the big leagues and you make a start just like it's another start. Instead of, you know, rearranging the entire world to bring him up right now.
Right.
So,
right.
I you know, it's interesting. Now that we've said that, they'll probably say later tonight that he's going to start tomorrow.
That's,
you know,
that's usually,
after
that's
we just
how it works.
Yeah, make us look as bad as possible. But Miguel Diaz will start tonight. It's not like Miguel Diaz is a better pitching prospect than Mackenzie Gore.
No,
Miguel
no.
Diaz is just a veteran guy that can go out there, give you a couple of innings, and get the bullpen night started. That's all that he is tonight. And we'll see what they have for tomorrow night. I think that's going to be a very interesting question posed to Jace Tingler as far as who's going to start tomorrow night. And you know what's interesting? This makes 3 days in a row that the Padres don't know who their starting pitcher is the night before a game, right? Because
yeah.
Saturday night, they didn't know that Musgrove was going to start on Sunday until Sunday morning. And
yep.
we didn't know Diaz was going to start until late after the game last night. And we don't know who the starter is tomorrow.
Shoot. For all we know, as you said, Mackenzie Gore could be throwing tomorrow up here.
That's
we
right.
don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Their season starts May 6th, so there's some time between now and then. But we'll have to wait back, sit back, and see what happens. All right, let's step away. Speaking of those same El Paso Chihuahuas, their roster came out. Some of these names you will know. Some of them have been up here already. We'll talk about it when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, pretty much business as usual for the Padres in terms of who is going to be their next starting pitcher. It's kind of the daily game show the Padres get to play these days. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 4:22 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby at our Odyssey Palace Studios, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park, where he will call tonight's game with Jesse Agler as the Padres host the Pittsburgh Pirates. 7:10 start. Braden Suprenant's pregame show gets underway at 6:10. Miguel Diaz is making the start tonight for the Padres.
Diaz is it?
That's the answer today. But who's going to be the pitcher tomorrow, according to Jace Tingler's pregame press conference today? Going to wait and see how both Ryan Weathers and Nelson Lamet progress. And then he will name a starter for tomorrow's game on the post-game show tonight.
Oh, so, with you?
Yeah, he's going to stop everything he's doing and tell me who it is after the game tonight.
I know where Tony's going, and
neither of you guys got my Blue Streak reference right there.
Did not.
Love Blue Streak, but I don't recall that.
Yeah.
It's the part where Martin Lawrence is fooled them into believing he's the detective from another city, and they're all sitting in the room, and they're asking him about the P95 gun. And he was like, oh, who is it? Officer Diaz, is it?
Yes.
That's what I was getting from.
I got to watch that movie, Chris. You need to watch Blue Streak. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Martin, they put, like, diamonds into an abandoned building that ends up becoming a police station. They hide it in there so they can come back after their prison term. It's really funny.
It's hilarious.
Well, I've got nothing to do for the next couple of hours, so maybe I'll run home and watch
it. Yeah, do
and,
that.
Back for the postgame show.
Yeah, do that.
But if you want to know who's starting tomorrow night's game for the Padres against the Pittsburgh Pirates, make sure you tune into the postgame show tonight. Following Padre baseball, like I said, Padres have been announcing their starting pitchers pretty much the night before the game here for the last handful of days. I want to let everybody know that we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here tour. It's coming to the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 23rd this year. Boy, that's nice to be announcing the fact that there's concerts coming back.
Right.
Right, even if it's in September, I can wait. Luke Bryan coming up, the Proud to Be Right Here tour. And we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away in the 5 o'clock hour today. So make sure you stick around. 5 o'clock hour, let you know how you can win, not qualify to win, but actually win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here tour, North Island Credit Union on September 23rd, 2021. Does anybody out there even remember the last concert you went to? You know, like, I'm not talking about just, well, I mean, I went to one last year. It was a drive-in concert. Where you pull your car into the parking lot.
Yeah.
The Padres actually kind of hosted it.
I do remember this.
It was down there at Petco Park, and you pulled into the lot, and you sat in your car, in the back end of your car, and you watched a concert. But I'm talking about, like, a real live concert. Like, I can't even remember
doing one. I haven't
been
to a concert since college.
Since college. Oh, my goodness.
That's even. I thought I was going to be the guy who
was the odd man out. So that was pre-COVID then, huh, Tony?
Pre-COVID.
That was pre-COVID,
It was
slightly.
It was a bunch of germs going on everywhere there. We didn't know it, but...
I went to Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts, that's random.
I met a girl there. That's the only reason I
went. Actually, every concert's somewhat random, isn't it?
No, because usually people like to go and see the people that they like, but I had
Rascal Flatts at all.
I was just going on to meet up with the girl.
Meet up with the girl. All right.
I think the last concert I went to see was the Up in Smoke concert, like back in the day.
Oh, that's a great
Up
one.
Up in Smoke.
Yeah. It was like Snoop
that was a movie
Dogg.
With Cheech and Chong.
Yes, it was.
No, that's what I'm going back to.
Not that Up in Smoke. The actual music that came with it.
The music that came with it. All right. Anyway, concerts, and we'll have tickets to give away coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. So stick around for that. Tony mentioned it. El Paso. Why do I keep saying El Paso? What is going on? I've been to El Paso many times, and I know for a fact it's not El Paso. El Paso.
There you go.
Chihuahuas.
Thank you.
2021 opening day roster is out. Mackenzie Gore is on that roster. Nabil Krizmat is on that roster. Who else, Tony, caught your eye? Anybody in particular?
Not really. I mean, they're pretty much everybody who I anticipated being on that roster. I mean, Brian O'Grady, Tucupito Marcano, Luis Capistrano, who we've seen. Those guys. Mason Thompson. Guy who was very impressive during spring training, big righty. He's on that squad, but nothing out of the ordinary.
You know what I think is out of the ordinary, or what I think other people will think is out of the ordinary? CJ Abrams not on this roster.
Yeah.
Should he not be playing AAA? Is it just better to have him at Lake Elsinore? Is it one of those things where AA is actually closer to the major leagues than AAA is? What's the situation?
Well, you're in range. You're definitely in range. In double A, especially nowadays. I think depending on where they want to play Tucupita, who clearly showed he can handle the big league level, even up here in his little bit of time as a pinch hitter.
Yeah.
If they want to play him at short, can't have Abrams there.
Okay.
You want Abrams to play every day. This becomes about where the at-bats, where is the competition.
Yeah.
Right.
where exactly. they're available. But I think a lot of people would look at the AAA roster and go, oh, my God, how could C.J. Abrams not be a AAA player? But nowadays, they don't really necessarily place you in terms of your ability level by level by level. They place you in where they think you can get the most playing time and can do the most good in terms of your future Major League Baseball career.
Yep. No doubt.
That's kind of how they do minor leagues rosters nowadays, so that's interesting. Where's the double-A team these days? Do we know? Am I throwing a Chris versus the fan question that nobody knows?
It's not Fort Wayne.
I was the one that thought that it was in the wrong place a few years ago.
I looked
Remember
this
that?
Up earlier. And
it's in San Antonio.
Still in San Antonio.
Yes.
I looked this up earlier, and I can't believe that I forgot already.
Right, I just told you where it's at.
I just told you where it's at. You don't have to look it up
anymore. San Antonio.
San Antonio.
I
How crazy is that?
I'm not very good at listening today, and Chris is extremely mad that I didn't.
I've been, well, you're just kind of, you know, I mean, Tony just gave you the answer, and you just dismissed it as if he didn't say anything.
I'm just making sure, man.
And you are getting, you are...
Uh-oh.
Take a break. Just
Uh-oh.
Take a break.
Oh, man.
Take a break.
Oh, gosh.
See what the Big Five brings us. It can only get better from here, folks,
let's
right?
Let's hope.
So the Big Five is coming up when we return. Gwen and Chris, 97.3, The Fan.
Ben and Woods on The Fan.
Speaking of breasts and nipples.
Save that. Save that.
Hi, this hour brought to you by Vons and Albertsons. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, interrupting the program continually today. 4:35
yeah, it's been
pretty good. As I said.
Okay.
Yeah. 4:35 is the time. We got to get to a Big Five, which means we can interrupt you once we get underway with that, following some traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We got some great Big Five topics to talk about from over the weekend. But first, if you want to give me any topics, you're going to find us on social media. You can. I'm at Matt Scraby. That's at Chris LOSD. And then we got at Tony Gwynn Jr. The station is at 97.3 The Fan SD. You ever need anything Padres related, go to our Twitter account. But let's get started and waste no time.
Number five.
The Dodgers are in free fall, everybody. I don't know if you knew this, but you don't really hate to see it. They are now 17-12 on the year, and I saw an article by Matt Snyder earlier talking about the road to breaking the Major League win record is going to be incredibly difficult. He said, quote, in order for the Dodgers to get 116 wins, they'd have to go 99-34 the rest of the way. That's a 744 winning percentage, which is a 162-game pace of 121 wins. So they also lost, I just saw the news earlier today that Dustin May is out for the rest of the year with Tommy John surgery. So not good news for them there. Can't really cheer about someone getting injured. But Tony, looking back, was it silly to think they could win 116 games this year?
No, not at all. And I think it's probably more silly to say they're in a free fall. I mean, they're 17-12, which by my count still puts them above our Padres. So they can't be in that much of a free fall. Listen, this is what happens when your season is longer than 2 months, right? You have injuries, some season ending, as it is for Dustin May. And this is also why you play the long seasons, because you'll find out over the course of the year who can deal with those injuries and who's going to struggle. I think the Dodgers are in a unique situation because they have the depth to be able to kind of curtail the losses that may have hampered other teams that get these injuries. And I still expect them to be a team there fighting for the division when it's all said and done, despite their supposed free fall. But
free falling.
But ultimately, I think at the time it was legit, right? They had just come off a World Series. They signed Trevor Bauer. They got David Price back. So it wasn't like it was just completely out of left field that people were predicting they had a chance to break the record. It just injuries happen, and maybe that's not in the cards, but they still, both them and the Padres, could very well end up still getting close to 100 and not surpassing it.
Chris, what do you think? Looking back, do you think it was silly to think they could win 116 games, the Dodgers?
Yes, I know it was silly because I didn't think they could win 116 games, and I never said such. Here's the thing about the Dodgers. They started the season 13-2, and they got off on a you know, huge start, and now they've lost 10 out of 14 games. And I told everybody when the Padres lost 3 out of 4 somewhere along the line, that every team in baseball is going to lose 10 out of 14 games at some point, the Dodgers included. So I don't think there's any reason for total panic. David Price can step into the starting rotation for Dustin May. Tony Gonsolin can step into the starting rotation. They still have a lot of arms. However, having said that, there's one thing I've noticed about the Dodgers, at least in the month of April, and that is the guys they're bringing up from the minor leagues aren't as dominant as the guys they used to bring up from the minor leagues. Maybe they're finally running into a little bit of an issue there. Sheldon Noisy really hasn't been able to stick in the starting lineup. Luke Rayleigh came up and has been sent down already. Zach McKinstry's been hurt, and he was kind of their exciting guy that they came out of nowhere the first couple of weeks of the season. It could very well be that the Dodgers don't have the unbelievable amount of depth that they've had in the past. They still have plenty, but maybe not as much as they had before. And maybe that does keep them around 100 wins for the season, which opens things up for the Padres to get them in the division. So, but no, they're not in a free fall. But, the 116 thing was silly to begin with.
Free falling.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Number 4.
LeBron James will be out of tonight's game after having a setback with his injured ankle, but that's not the news here. His distaste for the play-in tournament is what people are talking about. LeBron told the media when asked about the play-in tournament, quote, "Whoever came up with that bleep needs to be fired." So, gosh, the Kings calling for people's jobs already. The Lakers are 36-28 after the loss to the Raptors yesterday, and they have the same record as the Mavericks and Trailblazers, given how the standings are shaking out. Those three teams are going to finish 5th, 6th, and 7th in some order, which means one of them will be going to the play-in tournament. Chris, do you agree with LeBron? Do you think the play-in tournament is stupid?
I think it's funny that he thinks it's stupid now that the Lakers might be involved in
There's
it.
There's a quote, I didn't want to bring it up, but I will now that you said that, from 2 years ago saying he likes the play-in tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going
to Where's
be...
that quote at? Where's
yeah,
that quote?
I'd have to see that. I'm going to be ridiculed. I'm not ridiculing LeBron. What I'm saying Well, go ahead. Please feel free to interrupt me. I don't want you to just interrupt me.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All I was going to say was that I don't hate the play-in tournament, although I will say this. It's easy enough to get into the NBA playoffs, and the fact that they're now allowing the 9th and 10th best teams in the conference to have an outside shot to advance, I think it's a little bit ridiculous. I think they got too excited by it last year. Does anybody remember who was in the play-in games last year? No, because they're not memorable games, and those teams don't end up doing anything in the playoffs anyway. But I think LeBron's concern should be for the Lakers because they might not be 100% ready to go. I felt like LeBron coming back with about 10 games to go was perfect. I'm not surprised that they've lost the first couple of games that he's been in the lineup. It takes time even for the greatest players to reconfigure themselves with everybody else out there on the floor. But the fact he's sitting out tonight does raise a question or two. If you ask me this, though, if I had to bet on one team to come out of the Western Conference and be in the NBA Finals, I would still favor the Lakers over Phoenix, over Utah, over the Clippers, over everybody else. So I don't think LeBron has as much to worry about as everybody else is.
Tony, do you think the play-in tournament is stupid?
No, I don't. I feel LeBron's pain and frustration, though, for sure. And until you find me a quote that is legit, I will say that we don't know that he didn't hate the play-in game before. But as Chris said, it just didn't affect him, so there was no need to speak on it at that point. But I think if you're LeBron, I personally like the play-in tournament. I like the kind of the energy that having those other teams, you know, kind of jigs up a little bit. So I don't know. What you heard from LeBron was frustration in the fact that his team is involved in this, could be involved in this three-team playoff. And I think the fact that he can't be who he is, that high ankle sprain. He said something that caught my eye the other day, which is that he doesn't know if he'll ever return to being 100% for the rest of his career.
Wow.
So that kind of scares me in itself when LeBron talks like that, because this guy is...
He's never said that before.
He's never talked like that before.
He said in March of 2020 in the Road Tripping podcast, said you got Portland, you got Memphis, New Orleans, and Sacramento tinkering around there. So if there's 5 or 10 games left, why not let those guys battle it out? Make them play each other, all 5 games. And then the article goes on to say maybe it was a little bit different because in March of 2020 there was no basketball being played and we were just postulating. Yes. All right.
And that was certainly worth interrupting everybody for.
It was.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay.
Move on.
Good. I'm glad.
Number 3.
I actually kind of feel bad for the umpires in a way because they already have a tough job and they are being scrutinized for every single call they make. Last night in the Sunday night baseball game, Phillies' Reese Hoskins hit a long fly ball down 3 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. The umpires originally called it a home run and everybody was cheering because it would have tied up the game, but replays overturned it because it hit the top railing in right field and bounced back into the field of play. It was ruled a ground rule double. It was the right call, but the wrong call on the field. Tony, do you blame the umpire for going with home run in this type of situation?
No, that actually is exactly how instant replay is supposed to work.
Yeah.
You make the call, you look at it, you see you got the call wrong, you overturn the call. So, yes, especially in this series. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the night before where the umpire said McCutchen ran 3 feet when he didn't even move an inch.
Didn't move.
And those are the calls that bring them under scrutiny. These calls, I don't think, bring them under scrutiny because they actually got it right. It's when everybody else sees something different and they don't match up with what everybody else sees is where they get the scrutiny. But for this particular call, they got it right.
All right, Chris, what do you think? Do you think do you blame the umpire for going with home run in this situation?
I don't. Obviously, that's a really, really difficult call, and that's exactly why, as Tony said, they came up with replay to show that again and show us that it was actually a ground rule double. What I didn't understand was the umpire on Friday night calling grand slam when the ball was clearly 2 feet foul at Petco Park against the Giants. That seems to be a cut and dry call. It's either one side of the pole or it's on the other side of Jack in the Box. So I don't know how he missed that call, but he did. Luckily, they ended up getting that one right. The umpires are making mistakes, but they're not making any more mistakes than they ever made in the history of the game. This has been happening for years and decades where human beings make mistakes. Oh my gosh. But the only difference is, as you pointed out, Scraby, the scrutiny is so much more intense that I think it's ridiculous some of the fire that umpires are coming under, to be honest with you, because people are expecting them to be absolutely perfect. Then they're double-checking their work. And guess what? Nobody's perfect, not even umpires.
We're in the era of, if you make a mistake, I don't care who you are. I'm going to point it out to everyone in the world, and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows that you are terrible at your job. That's pretty much what the umpires are facing.
That's what they are.
And they have that umpire auditor account, and I was looking at that this weekend. I don't even know how they determine that thing, because it just says, like, it gives them, like, a score. Like, who's putting the score together? I don't know. Tony, you got anything else on the umpires?
I actually will defend the umpires a little bit. That's not an easy job. Especially that call that Chris brings up, the one that we had here the other day. Yes, it's foul, but when they don't have the luxury of looking at it slow-mo and the ball disappearing behind the pole. Like, they're looking at it straight on. And so the depth perception of whether it hooked around the pole or cut in front of it,
yeah,
is damn near impossible to see unless you are, like, standing where Will Myers was, which you can see it go inside the pole or outside the pole. If you're at a distance, and listen, as much as I want to say, hey, run down the line and make sure you're in position, it's kind of hard to do, just to be frank. And you know, I personally don't mind. I think the umpires are still getting like 94-95% of these calls right, which is insanely good. As Chris said, we just are in a spot now where everything needs to be perfect all the time.
Number two.
We have our first dumb injury of the year. A's pitcher Jesus Luzardo apparently fractured his pinky playing video games this weekend. He thought he was fine and tried to start the game, but he turned in a pretty bad outing, giving up 6 runs, 3 of them earned, in 3 innings on 5 hits and 2 walks while striking out only 1. So, Chris, if you're the A's higher-ups, how do you handle someone who gets injured playing video games?
Well, I just tell everybody at the beginning, nobody ever should play a video game. I've told you people these video games are a waste of time, and you guys don't need to be doing it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You're rotting your brains when you sit that close.
That's
to the
right,
TV.
You young people, get off my lawn. Honestly, I'm not only not going to do anything, I'm going to have a conversation with Luzardo, tell him to be careful, but I can't stop people from recreationally having an enjoyable time playing some video games. A freak injury is just that, a freak injury, and that's, I think, what this is. What are you going to tell everybody you can't pick up your phone and dial a phone number because you might tweak your finger? I mean, it's ridiculous. I
think he did something wrong in the game, and he got
rage
mad.
Playing.
Yeah, and he either threw his hand somewhere where it hit a table. He did it accidentally, yeah. But he was so mad that he broke his pinky.
Well, that could very well be, but you could do that trying to, you know, cook something in your kitchen. You could get mad or slice something.
Or brush your teeth.
You could. Yeah, I think my conversation's over now because I went on the disabled list doing that. So,
oh man, Tony, yeah, that I'm, was.
But
that
was see,
great.
I was on the side of Luzardo. I wasn't against Luzardo there. So
no. I'm on the side of Luzardo too. I just pointed out that
it's
it
a
can
fair
happen.
Shot.
It can happen in, like, many freak accident ways. It doesn't have to necessarily be rage playing, you know, because that was the first thing I thought of. But then as Chris was going through that list, I remember how he tore his ligaments in his thumb, and he wasn't doing anything violent. He just was shaking out his toothbrush. So clearly these things happen, and Chris is right. Like, baseball's really hard. You kind of need something to fall back on outside of it, or it'll drive you crazy. Trust me. I know this. will drive you batty.
Yeah.
And having a release is actually good, I think.
I think there was a pitcher, I can't remember who it was, but they were trying to pry open two frozen hamburger patties, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the knife went
sure
out of the patties and into the guy's hand, and he had to end up getting like six stitches or something.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
These
yeah,
kinds of things happen to all kinds of people in all types of walks of life,
yep.
not just baseball
yep.
players,
especially
radio
hosts.
Radio hosts included.
We've seen, what was it, Chris, you brought this up last week, I think, the old sneeze oblique.
I think that was Sammy Sosa went on a deal for that one.
I almost did, too, after I almost broke my back.
Yeah.
Number one.
All right, I need a little Gwen and Chris court to see if I owe people an apology. I saw an Instagram post from fellow Odyssey Palace radio station Alt 94.9, and it showed a picture of people at Disneyland for the first time in like over 400 days. The caption said
the
that
Grinch came out. Here
the caption said that people were crying because of the park reopening, and I thought that was a little much. So I posted it on my Instagram story at Matt Scraby with the caption, quote, "I know I'm offending my Disney friends, but crying is a little much, .. Now, I knew people would be irritated because I post, you know, I like to push
people's buttons.
Because
you're trying to irritate people.
Yeah, and I know who's going to be irritated, too, and I got all the people that I wanted to respond to me.
Okay.
But I had no idea it would be such a polarizing post. I got, I think, like 25 or 26 messages telling me I'm way off, and one of them said, quote, "You need to rethink your stance." So, it wasn't anything terrible. I deserved it. I fully agree that they can bash me for that. But, Tony, is crying at the reopening of Disneyland too much?
In this case, no. There have been some folks that have followed the rules and, like, literally not done anything like this in a very long time, over a year.
It's true.
And I'm sure during the course of that year, there were times where they never thought they would be able to possibly do this again. So, in this case, I'm okay with some tears, man. The first time we had fans here at the stadium, I'm not going to lie, it was like kind of, there was some emotion in it. Like, man, there was like nobody here for like a long time, and now I'm hearing all kinds of noises that for a long time you didn't know if you'd ever hear again. So, Scraby, as usual, you are way off base here.
I know. I figured.
Just being just such a grumpy old man.
I know. I didn't mean for it to be like this, but it was, and I get it, and you're right. And, Chris, should I apologize?
No, I don't think you owe an apology at all. I think you're absolutely right. I think people crying over the opening of Disneyland is ridiculous. I just wouldn't be dumb enough to tweet it or say it on the radio. Oh, wait a second. I just did say it on the radio.
Did. You just did.
I know.
Just
No, Tony's right. A little emotion is understandable. We have gone through hell for the last year and a half, and in every way, shape, or form, all walks of life, all situations, and things starting to open up again is a good thing, and a little happy emotion, there's nothing wrong with that, at the happiest place on earth.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware. I did not go well for me yesterday.
Yeah, well, you asked for it. You got it.
Officially, I apologize to anyone I offended for my Disney comments, and I mean that.
All right. Good.
All right, that's it for the apology tour. When we get back, Tony is off to call baseball. We're going to talk about whether or not we know who the starter is for tomorrow night's game. We do know who the starter is for tonight, but we'll talk about tomorrow when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.